played street football right there on the street. And this is where we had the greatest quarterback in the world. Our quarterback, he had to control 23 men on a side, and he was really great at it. You women don't know anything about it. You played with dolls and stuff like that. But here's a guy with an ingenious mind. He'd call a football play like this. He'd always get down on one knee and draw things. You know, he'd take a Coke bottle top. Now, Shorty, this is you. This is a Coke bottle. I don't want to be the Coke bottle top. Okay, what do you want to be? Yeah, I want to be the piece of glass. Okay. Now, listen to this now. Arnie, go down 10 steps and cut left behind the black Chevy. Filbert, you run down to my house and wait in the living room. Cosby, you go down to 3rd Street, catch the J bus. Have him open the doors at 19th Street. I'll fake it to you. You always have one fat kid they never thought of. What about me? You go long. Get a lot of good plays going like that. I'll throw it over the water tower. You'll catch it as it bounces off.
Today is the Super Bowl, and women all over America are very upset. Baby, I love you more than everything but football.
This is a little scene, you know, a football bit, which is kind of, I figure, kind of timely. A guy comes on, he says, "Good afternoon, sport fans. This is Rip Randall. It certainly is a beautiful day here. I've never seen a day like it. Have you, Eddie?" "Eddie, get off of it, Eddie. Eddie's my engineer, friends." "I hope so. A little hard on Eddie. Look alive now. These are all right. Anyway, it is a beautiful day. Oh, there's a little cloud over there, perhaps. A couple of clouds over to the far west. In fact, snow is starting in. It's not the day we expected at all, but it's homecoming day. And, I think we're going to see one of the best games of the year. They're forming their letters down there now. Well, that'll give you some idea of about 100,000 people here today. And some of them are certainly going pretty good there. One guy fell out of the stands. Sorry to hear that. And there's the kickoff. And down to the 4, he picks it up on the 20 and fumble. Oh, that's too bad. It's halftime already. One of the fastest games I've ever seen. Anyway, I suppose the show's not sponsored. And now we take you down to the president of the school.
"Oh, there. My name is Daniel Everhart. I've been here with the school almost a quarter of a century. And now I want to welcome Chick Bailey, Walter Trepling, and the other boys that played in 1905. Yeah. And now let's all stand and sing the school song." "We'll win the songs of Ivy Hall together, walking down the paradigm. I'm in blue and gold and indigo and cobalt blue. Across the sea of leaves we fall."
Wonderful. And now?
Now it's time to crown our homecoming queen, Grinnelda Thurmer. Did you give me the crown? Give me the dim crown. Oh, I'm sorry, we're on the air, old man. Hey, one of the tallest girls in the universe. Did you say something, dear, to thousands of faculty and no one?
"Hi there."
Very masculine woman. She's in phys ed. "Now, dear, get into the Cadillac and just go around once. All right, with the flowers. Get in the car. Somebody slow her down. Thank you, Coach Davis, for setting up that human wall of flesh."
leg right.
We don't mind who comes and sees us training or who sees us playing. We feel it's a simple game. We try to make it simple.
Mr. Dean was there. And he said to me, and Joe, he said, that is one of the most brilliant sides I've ever seen.
Singa chukukhahlela kancane kuzojabula nobobani.
lelihle isibukeli izishaya maphela ake noqina qina wesinsizwa sibuzo bani bemathithi pola lethu la basi hlangana khona bazokhala abantu sibuzo bani bemathithi pola lethu la basi hlangana khona bazotelingani sibuzo bani bemathithi pola lethu la basi hlangana khona bazokhala abantu sibuzo bani bemathithi pola lethu
It was back last October, I believe it was. We was going to hold a tent service off at this college town. And we got there about dinner time on Saturday. And different ones of us thought that we ought to get us a mouthful to eat before that we set up the tent. And so we got off of the truck and followed this little bunch of people through this small little bitty patch of woods there. And we come up on a big sign. It says, "Get something to eat here." And I went up and got me two hot dogs and a big orange drink. And before that I could take every mouthful of that food, this whole raft of people come up around me and got me to where I couldn't eat nothing, up like, and I dropped my big orange drink. I did. Well, friends, they commenced to move, and they want so much that I could do but move with them. Well, we commenced to go through all kinds of doors and gates and I don't know what all. And I looked up over one of them and it says North Gate. And we kept on going through there and pretty soon we come up on a young boy. And he says, "Ticket, please." And I says, "Friend, I don't have a ticket. I don't even know where it is that I'm going." I did. Well, he says, "Come out as quick as you can." And I says, "I'll do her. I'll turn right around the first chance I get." Well, we kept on moving through there, and pretty soon everybody got where it was that they was a-going, because they parted, and I could see pretty good. I could. And what I seen was this whole raft of people a-setting on these two banks and a-looking at one another across this pretty little green cow pasture. Well, they was. And somebody had took and drove white lines all over it and drove posties in it and I don't know what all. And I looked down there and I seen five or six convicts a-running up and down and a-blowing whistles. They was. And then I looked down there and I seen these pretty girls a-wearing these little bitty short dresses and a-dancing around. And so I sat down and thought I'd see what it was that was going to happen. I did. And about the time I got set down good, I looked down there and I seen 30 or 40 men come running out of one end of a great big outhouse down there. They did. And everybody where I was a-setting got up and hollered. And about that time, 30 or 40 come running out of the other end of that outhouse, and the other bank full, they got up and hollered. And I asked this fellow that was besetting beside of me, I says, "Friend, what is it that they're hollering for?" Well, he whopped me on the back and he says, "Buddy, have a drink." Well, I says, "I believe I will have another big orange." And I got it and sat back down. And when I got down there again, I seen that them men had got in two little bitty bunches down there. They had rail close together. And they voted. They did. They voted and elected one man apiece. And them two men come out in the middle of that cow pasture and shook hands like they hadn't seen one another in a long time. And then a convict come over to where they was a-standing, and he took out a quarter, and they commenced to odd man right there. They did. Well, after a while, I seen what it was that there's odd manning for. It was that both bunches full of them men wanted this funny-looking little pumpkin to play with. They did, and I know, friends, that they couldn't eat it because they kicked it the whole evening and it never busted. But anyhow, what I was telling was that both bunches full wanted that thing, and one bunch got it, and it made the other bunch just as mad as they could be. And, friends, I seen that evening the awfulest fight that I have ever seen in my life. I did. They would run at one another and kick one another and throw one another down and stomp on one another and grind their feet in one another and I don't know what all. And just as fast as one of them would get hurt, they'd tote him off and run another one. Well, they'd done that as long as I sat there. But pretty soon, this boy that had said, "Ticket, please," he come up to me and he says, "Friends, you're going to have to leave because it is that you don't have a ticket." And I says, "Well, all right." And I got up and left. And I don't know, friends, to this day what it was that there's a-doing down there, but I have studied about it. And I think that it's some kindly of a contest where they see which bunchful of them men can take that pumpkin and run from one end of that cow pasture to the other without either getting knocked down or stepping in something.
Ain't no way. I'm gonna tell her. Gonna make that call. Gonna make that call.
Report here, Henry, from your chief nurse, Major O'Houlihan.
She makes some accusations, Henry. I find pretty hard to believe.
I don't believe them, then.
Henry, if we had closer relations, we wouldn't have this misunderstanding, right? Now, that's where a football game will help, between your outfit and mine.
Football game?
Yeah, we put up a few bets, 5,000 maybe, and have a little fun. Special Services in Tokyo says it's one of the best gimmicks we've got to keep the American way of life going here in Asia.
Betting?
No, football.
Hawkeye, that man has 5 times the manpower to draw on than we do.
Sure, so we get ourselves a ringer, right? We get Henry to apply, make a specific application for a neurosurgeon. He asks for Dr. Oliver Harmon Jones.
Dr. Oliver Harmon Jones.
Oh, who is Oliver Harmon Jones?
He is better known as Spearchucker Jones.
He's a good ball player.
Oh, yes! He's a Negro ball player with the 49ers.
Sure,
I remember. He's good. He's good.
All right, men, we're not here to sell lemonade. We're here to practice. But first, I'd like to officially welcome Spear Checkers. All right to call you that?
Call me whatever you want to.
Good. Well, I just want you to know that we're all the same here on the playing field.
Yeah.
Officers and men alike. Now, we're going to begin with the three basic principles. Organization, discipline, and teamwork. Now,
pardon me. Do you mind if we limber up first?
Well, that's a good idea. You organize that. Well, we look pretty lousy, don't we?
Well, for college players that have been out of training for 7 or 8 years, yeah, you look pretty lousy.
It's not an idea how we can make some money. We leave him out of the first half of the game. We bet half our money. They roll up some points, okay? Second half of the game, we stick him in. We get odds from him. We bet the other half of the money. We clean up.
That's very good thinking, Captain.
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Oh, and I had another idea. I think we should have some plays. You know, usually in football, if you have some organized plays...
Well, look, if you don't mind, I took the liberty.
Oh.
I drew up about 7 or 8 plays.
Oh, these are good.
I think that's about all this bunch can handle.
Oh, very good. Yes, oh, very, very good. What are these little arrows?
Well, it's only 6 points.
6 points?
Well, it's only 1 point.
Who's that number one? That man runs like a rabbit. We can't stop him.
Yeah, I remember him from the pros. They call him Superbug. He had 1 year with the Rams before the Army
got
him.
We can't do anything with him in there.
Ease up just a little bit.
We don't want to score too lopsided.
We're going to really clean up today.
It's only 2 points.
What the hell you think you are, Cannon?
What kind of a snap was that? We got a lot of money on this game. This is embarrassing, man.
Ho, ho, she was not go. It didn't. It should be the old go. Ho, ho, she was not. Let's go.
Another 6 points.
Another 6 points.
Look, he's hurt. He's leaving the game.
He's hurt. He's leaving the game.
What the hell's the matter with you? Bim, bim. Damn bastards, pull something.
All right, Bub, your fucking head is coming right off.
What's the matter with him?
What's the matter with him? Hell, you ought to know you guys pulled something out there.
Well, I guess you don't want to double the bet.
The hell I don't. We were beating you without him, and we'll go on beating you.
Are you prepared to back that up with odds?
Damn right. 3-1. Double the bet. Who's that 24? Who is he?
Get off of him!
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Who is that? He wasn't in the game in the first half. Stop it!
That's Spear Checker Jones.
Spear Checker who?
He played with San Francisco before he got drafted. Boy, he's going to be tough to stop, too.
Henry, you brought in the ringer, did you, huh?
Right on?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, what's the general trying to say?
In the first half, did you?
He's just been informed as to the identity of our Spear Checker. His ringer spotted our ringer.
How do you like them apples, Charlie?
Now, you can't trust anybody.
Now watch him make the extra point!
What kind of team is it?
Relax.
They're falling around like dead flies.
Look, a red flag! We've got a red flag!
Hot lips!
It's
a penalty, you blithering idiots!
You'll be thrown out of the game!
What's wrong with you, huh? We're gonna play football, not fight!
Bastard 88 called me a coon.
Called you a what?
Coon.
Hey, that's an old pro trick to get you thrown out of the ball game.
Why don't you do the same thing to him?
What
call him a coon?
No, no. The boys in camp used to talk about his sister. Her name was Gladys. Use it.
My God, they've shot him!
Hot Lips, your incredible nincompoop, is the end of the quarter.
Hey, we don't have very much time left. I just checked with the ref. I got a special play I want to run with. A center-eligible play. We line up with everybody to the right of the center, except Hawkeye, who drops back 1 yard just before the snap of the ball. Now, that makes you a center-eligible, but all you have to do is take the ball right back from trapping between your legs and hide it under your belly and walk toward their goal.
What are you doing? Get back!
I got the ball!
Run with it!
Well, it's high school football Friday night, and that cheerleader's wearing that dress just a little too tight. Well, I'm standing in the bleachers next to this science teacher who I cannot stand. And underneath my jacket, I'm harboring an illegal beer can. Yeah, some bad eggs are back behind the stadium, smoking homegrown. Yeah, and some terminally troubled, disturbed youth are racing around the parking lot in GTOs, listening to Bachman Turner Overdrive, listening to it on the 8-track, but they got the game on the radio, and they're both playing at the same time while they're drinking that Boone's Farm apple wine that they stole from the quick shop. They're in tune with the game, but they're too cool. Come inside. It's high school football Friday night. I said it's high school football Friday night. Teenage gladiators in a range war for civic pride, and the helmets and the pads are crashing, cool crisp fall air, and the pom-pom girls, they're checking their hair. Referee and the assistant coach are wrestling down in the end zone. They done interrupted this little state championship going on between 7 and 8 year olds down there in the sandbox. Coach is quoting Jesus, Vince Lombardi and Robert E. Lee. Yeah, and the booster club is singing. They're chanting, they're going, rah, rah, ree, kick them in the knee. Rah, rah, ras, kick them in the other knee. Cheerleaders are throwing these little white footballs throwing them up into the stands. Yeah, grown men and women are wrestling for them like they're tickets out of this land. Halftime, lights go way down low. And the head majorette twirls her flaming baton, twirls it round and round and round. The marching band is dancing, prancing, playing the fight song. And we're all standing on our feet, we're all singing along. This redhead girl, she asked me, she said, "Mojo, Mojo," said, do you want to go to the dance in the cafeteria after the game?" So there we were, dancing low and slow to Bill Dell and the Rondells. Yeah, the high school football hero, he's king for a day. But being a life insurance salesman lasts forever, and make that boy pay. The world seems right when the wrong kid goes the right way for 90 yards. The kind of reckless abandonment you usually only see in hurricanes, weddings, and bars. And for one weird, glorious second, whole town is united, saying, "Touchdown, touchdown." Well, it's high school football Friday night. I said it's high school football Friday night. It's high school football Friday night.
Then we get into sports.
"Stay in there," my coach would say. "Stay in there on that football field. When that man comes at you, don't run away from him. Hit him."
Can I talk to you for a sec?
"What's the matter with you, Cosby?"
"See, I happen to be a rational person, I think. I don't like pain. See, if I cross the street and a car is coming and it runs over me, then I don't cross when that car or any other thing looking like that is coming that way again. I wait till he passes. That is what life is all about. If you eat some shrimp and you later your face blows up, you don't eat those shrimp again. You learn that in life. But football asks you that if you get run over by 11 men, get up and let them do that again. Or else take a lap. Well, I ran more laps than anybody in football, man, because I didn't want to get hurt. And the guy said, "Well, you're a chicken." "No, I make a lot of sense." See, coaches don't have to play anymore. They have a piece of chalk, see? And they go up and they draw circles and X's. And they say, "Now look, here it is. It's very simple. All you do is you block this man this way, and you block this guy that way, and you block this man this way, and you block over here, and you just cut on up and go for the TD. With a piece of chalk, this man is blocking all kinds of people. But I got news for him. out on the field, the man I'm supposed to knock down weighs 247 pounds. And is 6'8", I weigh 170. I'm 5'11". This man is having fun with me. He has ripped my uniform off 8 times and sent me back to the huddle, my own huddle, stark naked, of which I drew a 15-yard fine. Now, our relationship has gotten so that now when I come out of the huddle, he doesn't hurt me anymore because I tell him who's going to get the ball.
I've been